A pub in Prague 3 is celebrating the 20th anniversary of the Velvet Revolution by giving pubgoers a taste of what life was like under communism. Grubby walls, filthy tablecloths, rude waiters, and food going under the heading UBG, Unidentifiable Brown Gravy, await anyone who dares to remember. The week-long happening is sponsored in part by the City Hall and in part by individuals who like the idea, allowing the pub to go back to communist prices, a pint of beer for 1 crown 70 hellers and a plate of goulash for 6.20. The alternative is salami with chopped onions for the price of just 4 crowns. For a few crowns, you get the whole experience, complete with 2 officers in communist police uniforms coming into the pub once every 2 hours and being nasty to people while they check their IDs. Pub owner Vladimir Matsal says that given how grumpy pubgoers are about life in general, it is good to remind them of what it was like in the past. 20 years is a long time and people forget so quickly, he says. Plenty of people have the same idea, it seems. This week's Mladá Fronta Dnes supplement for women has a lengthy article on the things we don't miss, a list of the everyday problems that Czech women had to deal with on a daily basis, a desperate search for anything out of the ordinary to wear, running around town for basics such as toilet paper, buying bread early in the morning because you might not get it in the afternoon, and constantly being told by shop assistants, "No, we don't have it, lady. Come down to earth." Some things could be made at home, like curtains or dresses, if one was clever with a needle. But perfume remained a distant dream. There were only 1 or 2 kinds on the market, and it was the same with aftershave. Far and Charlie, which appeared in limited numbers in the late 80s, were considered the height of luxury. With shelves now crammed with hair products, it is difficult to remember that not so long ago, women used beer on their hair to create extra volume and vinegar to make it glossy. Taking care of one's family needs and looking good was a daily struggle, but somehow Czech women managed to look good, even if their mascara looked like shoe polish and their lipstick tasted foul. As a fun piece, the supplement features a few of the most popular communist-era dishes, challenging readers to give them another go and improve them with all the ingredients now available on the market. Before the fall of communism, it was unthinkable to give your child a name that was not in the Czech calendar. But since the Velvet Revolution, Czech parents have been able to please themselves, and some have gone wild, giving their children the names of fashion models, soap opera characters, film stars, and even creating their own names such as Midnight Storm, which caused a lot of controversy with the authorities. Traditional Czech names are giving way to Western-style names such as Dennis, Sebastian or Vanessa. Everyone's happy, but there's a slight hitch. Czechs like celebrating name days, and the new names are not in the Czech calendar. The parents of children with fashionable new names, and there are now several thousand of them, have been pushing to get this changed, saying their children deserve a name day as much as anyone else. However, since there are no more vacant days left, this will take some thinking. The Parents' Initiative fighting this battle says it is not asking for the old-fashioned names to be tossed out, since someone else might miss them, but it thinks that people with similar-sounding names could share a name day. In communist days, there was a special commission which decided what names would be in the calendar and on what days. Now the Interior Ministry has said it is entirely up to the firms producing calendars to reach an agreement. This year's Christmas is likely to revert to the spiritual holiday it is supposed to be, according to sociologists and sales experts alike. The reason is, of course, the global economic crisis, which is expected to push out Santa and bring back the little baby Jesus into Czech households. After 20 years of what can only be described as an insatiable shopping frenzy ahead of the Christmas holidays, Czechs are expected to calm down and select smaller, more modest gifts for their loved ones, putting more thought and less money into the celebrations. A good tip for those who want to make their own Christmas decorations is a visit to the Hradec Králové Museum, which is now showing a collection of handmade Christmas decorations that are 150 years old. There are things made of straw, cotton, cloth, cardboard and metal, as well as hand-painted commercial decorations dating back to the first half of the 20th century. So give the museum a visit and have a go at your own Christmas decorations this year. Just don't take things too far. We're told that when the Christmas tree first came to the Bohemian lands, it would be hung upside down over the dinner table.